What's up, y'all? My name's Alan Sheriff, a.k.a. Alwin the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Quick updates, make sure you go to alanthesheriff.com and check out some of my Apex merch, and don't forget to check out some of those donation links as well. Remember that 50% of every single thing that I make goes to science, technology, and climate change initiatives. So remember, help me help you make the world a better place. This week's episode is going to be a little different, guys. I decided to trim the 25 minutes down to 15 minutes, so it's going to be 4 minutes for each one. Not 15 minutes, 12 minutes. So we're going to be trimming it down to 4 minutes for each segment. So let's not waste any time. 4 minutes for each segment. The first subject is science. So I read an article from NPR. And it talks about the very first patients ever in the United States of America to get the gene editing CRISPR treatment. Let's talk a little bit more about this. It talks a little bit about the impact that this gene editing technique had on the life of a woman by the name of Victoria Gray. So to give you guys context, we have now just, we have advanced enough to the point where we have created a new technique called CRISPR, which is one in a range of many gene editing technologies that allow us to precisely, well, this particular technique has allowed us to precisely make changes to an individual's DNA. Gene editing technology has been around for 40 years. I probably read about this stuff myself probably a month or so ago, and I was like, yo, this is incredible. Like, gene editing technology is finally here, but like, it's actually been here. It's just that we've been able to make more precise changes with this relatively new technique called CRISPR. So it's really interesting. She had sickle cell disease. This woman, Victoria Gray, she had sickle cell disease. But after she was treated with this new particular gene editing technique, it's safe to say she was basically cured of this disease. Now, the power of this technology, it can do many things. I mean, but let's just start with the most basic. The fact that, you know, it can cure various diseases. I mean, we're talking HIV, cancer, sickle cell, I just mentioned. The list goes on and on. I think in the article it mentions that this technique will be used at some point to help cure people of other inherited diseases such as genetic blindness. It gets really interesting. And I was just thinking to myself, like, yo, like, I don't think people understand. We've literally unlocked, not unlocked, that's not a good way to put it. We have the key. Well, we have unlocked the key to transhumanism, and we have grabbed the key of transhumanism. This technique will essentially allow us to change our DNA and make our bodies, or make the next generation of individuals, into whatever we can possibly conceive them to be. We can manipulate their height. We can manipulate their eye color. We can manipulate how smart they are. We can manipulate how strong they are. We can change whatever it is that we want about the next generation using this technology. And it's incredible because it really makes you think about the fact that when it comes to transhumanism, we don't have to rely too much on, like, you know, putting chips in our brains and stuff like that to have, you know, access to all information. I mean, yeah, chips and stuff like that will allow us to be connected to other individuals, but we can literally use, you know, this technique that we have now to make those biological quick changes to our brain. And the human brain is really powerful. And who's the very first person we're going to be coming from? Who's the very first person who we should use this technology on? I was thinking, and I thought to myself, who better to first use this technology on first than DJ Khaled? He's been suffering from success for quite a while now. And I think that... suffering from success. I think that he's had this disease for quite a while now, and I think it's time for him to get some help. I hear Assad has been finding it very hard to deal with. I feel like I also heard that the symptoms came with nausea, drowsiness, exhaustion. I'm not sure he can take much of it anymore. But but not. All jokes aside, nah, I love that man, DJ Khaled. But nah, like, yeah, this technology, it really is incredible, and I really feel like it's going to change the world. I'm already out of time, but basically, all it really comes down to is the fact that I really feel like we found the key to transhumanism, and this is really going to change the world. Moving on to the next subject, technology. The name of this article is, "This $3,000 robot didn't complain about carrying my groceries." This sounds like a very upset mother who has a child with her who just doesn't know how to help her in life. Everybody knows what this is like, especially when you were probably on your Game Boy or something, or your PSP, I don't know. You just didn't care for helping with the groceries. You're just like, I gotta beat this next level. But nah, a small robotic cargo carrier by the name of Gita follows you around and helps you carry small items. Now, a man by the name of John Biggs, who's a writer, took a video testing out this invention with his mother. And while I was watching it, I thought it was really cool. Basically, you can pair yourself to this robot. It'll follow you everywhere you go. It only takes, 3 hours to recharge the thing. It has an 8-hour lasting battery life. And it has a compartment that you can lock and unlock to store food of it, store food inside of it and stuff like that. And it basically had a few bugs in the article. I heard about how from time to time it would unpair itself from its owner and start following other people down the street. I don't know if it's because it was a flaw in the system or that just the system itself really had really didn't like certain types of human beings. And so it started chasing after them. I don't know if we're starting to see the evolution of AI, he must destroy humans. Yeah. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. I don't know. We're going to go ahead and allow the people who are working on this thing to work out those bugs and figure it out. But it's safe to say that this thing is legit. You know, it's going to take a few more, it's going to take a few more changes for it to be at its best. But we're getting there. The thing cost $3,250. Me, just looking at this, I don't know. I read somewhere in the article that even the writer, John Biggs, I'm pretty sure he said, yo, I won't buy this thing unless it can carry me. Because for $3,250, man, if all you're giving me is just a tiny compartment for groceries, I don't know if that's enough. And I kind of feel the same way. You got to give me way more space, man. I can't just buy a machine like this and not have it do, carry more things. But that's a lot of money. And I mean, look, man, this is just obviously they need to continue making more changes to it. It's still, it still needs to continue being worked on. I'm pretty sure there are a lot more features that they can incorporate into this thing. But you just got to give me more, man. You just got to give me more. It's just not enough. But nah, yeah, man, I really feel like this is really going to help take the burden off of a lot of older people's shoulders. I know how difficult it is for, them to typically get around and carry their groceries, from grocery stores and stuff like that. And so I really feel like something like this could really help, generally the elderly. I don't know if this machine is adaptable enough to go on buses and stuff like that. I'm not sure if I heard anything about that in the article, but no, I think it's pretty cool. I'm not sure if again, it's just in its beginning stages. The only thing I'm fearful of is what I was describing earlier, which is I don't know if the AI within this thing has advanced enough itself to become truly evil, and start following people around with with baseball bats. Get that bat out of that robot's hand. I don't know if it's going to be coming for me in my sleep. I don't know if it's going to be bringing poison ivy to me while I'm in my sleep. And I'm just like, what do you got? What do you got in your compartment there, Robo? And I use my smartphone to unlock the joint. I reach my hand in because it's a surprise. I don't even look inside. I just dip my hand inside and just what is wrong with you? cannot compute. I do not like your species. Get away from. I don't know. Robots are going to be crazy in the future. But no, I'm already out of time for that segment. That was that. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next. This one is the last segment. It's psychology. And I think it gets really interesting. This is probably my most favorite of all. I read an article from the Scientific American, and it talks about, the name of the article is called "For a Better Connection, Talk Instead of Typing." And I think you guys can already get the gist of what this article is going to be about just based off the title. Look, man. Start talking to your friends. Stop trying to text them. There's nothing wrong with texting them, but basically the article talks a lot more about creating stronger social connections with your friends based off talking to them rather than typing them or sending them emails and stuff like that. But basically, this article talks about a research paper put together by Amit Kumar and Nick Epley, and it reveals how participants in an experiment found stronger social connections through audio-based communication than they did through text-based communication. So basically, if we want to improve our social connections with people, we have to start calling people more than we text them. Now, this article points out a few things. I want to make this clear that this social advantage with calling people only exists due to false beliefs. So we have this idea in our head that if we call an individual prior to calling them, we start thinking to ourselves, oh, what's this person going to think of me? Are they going to be afraid of me? Like, are they going to fear my voice? Is the conversation going to become awkward between me and my friend? Like, how's it going to turn out? And so it prevents you from wanting to take that next step of calling them. You probably decide you just want to text them instead. And not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that that feeling of awkwardness, we need to realize that that awkwardness is just only temporary, and that it usually doesn't become the reality that we think it will. You know, like, we need to start understanding that human beings generally are looking for connections with other people. And if we want to make strong social connections with people, we need to be able to reach out, you know, through audio, through our cell phones. And yeah, and it also talks about how the article also talks about how the content we're trying to convey is just as important as how we're trying to convey it. So for instance, like I said before, if you want to connect with someone over the phone, you do it over the phone to build a stronger base connection. But if to build a stronger social base connection. But if you want to send an attachment, or you want to be able to ascertain certain details about, you know, what you're getting ready to do with the someone, such as, oh, where are we going on a date this afternoon, or what time are we going to be there? Then you send a text. You know what I mean? Simple as that. But me, just my personal beliefs, I generally have a lot of anxiety, but, you know, I love to talk to the phone over the people. I like to talk to people over the phone. What was I going to say? I like to talk to the phone over the people. Wait, what? I love to talk to people over the phone because, I just love establishing connections with people. It's a habit that I'm starting to get into, and I don't have too much time to continue speaking on this, but I think it's important for people to start realizing that, you know, life is just all about creating some more social connections with people, and the more social connections we create, the better our relationships become with those people, and the better we begin to feel inside, and it's a great feeling. The only thing I'm worried about is, you know, whether or not people are going to be making stronger social connections than they need to. You know, don't start, you know, going through people that you randomly find, you know, online. Like, I don't know if you found, like, you know, your mailman's phone number the other day, and you just called him up and you're just like, hey, I just want you to know that I really enjoyed the fact that you put my mail in my mailbox the other day. Oh, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, well, I just want you to know I want to take our relationship to the next level. And he's like, oh, like, I don't know. I look, there's nothing wrong with creating so strong social connections. Just make sure that it's with, you know, people you at least know, or at least, you know what I mean? Like, at least try to establish some type of, like, try to create a friendly setting, you know, between you and another individual when you first meet them. Don't just dive in off the bat. Like, you got to be careful. Anyway, yo, that's the end of that segment, guys. Thanks for tuning in once again to the ATS podcast. What's my tip for the end of the day? Don't leave your family hanging. Make sure you give your mom a phone call, or I will. I don't know if that sounded right. Thanks, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the ATS podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. And make sure you hit that bell for notifications. If you're listening to this podcast on any of my podcast hosting sites, you know, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Anchor or Spotify, make sure you subscribe or hit that follow button. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in this time, and I really appreciate it. Remember, go down on thesheriff.com, check out some of my Apex merch. Let me know what you guys think, and hopefully you have an incredible day.